rest of the story. In the stillness of a summer night, August 14, 1920, an incredible thing happened. The automobile plant, GM's first factory, was utterly quiet as night watchman Boyer made his rounds. Ordinarily, he would have had no time to check the paint room, but this evening he did. He approached the door, he opened it, and was instantly blown backward off his feet by a hurricane blast of thermal convection. The paint room and the volatile chemicals therein had somehow burst into flames. Afterward, folks nearby claimed that they'd heard an explosion, but the night watchman, until he had opened the paint room door, had suspected nothing. Terrified at the sight of the angry conflagration, he scrambled to his feet. He ran across the road. He told Clarence Klein to sound the alarm. But by the time fire trucks arrived, the blaze had swept through the block-long factory building, too late to save it. So as firemen watched helplessly, the summer night sky turned eerie red, and by morning, the entire GMC plant lay in smoldering ashes. Through the destruction, a crowd had gathered to watch. Now all of them stood in silent amazement, possessed of the feeling that they had witnessed a significant chapter in history. They had. For on the morning of August 15, it seemed certain that one of the world's finest car companies was lost and gone forever. Well, this is the rest of the story. It was a forward-looking man named Will Allen who had founded GM in 1916. Over the next 4 years, that factory produced 1,000 cars, automobiles considered by many engineers to be America's premier transportation, measurably superior to Ford's Tin Lizzie, measurably superior. GM employed only a little over 100 men back then, but its payroll was well into six figures, and at peak production, a new car came off the line every day. Both four- and six-cylinder models were manufactured. The latter could travel an unbelievable 55 miles an hour. While Ford offered only basic black, GM cars could be purchased in black or red or blue. And while most other automobiles required a hand crank to start them, listen to this, GM products were first to use an electric starting system. First to use an electric starter and electric headlamps. And this car provided an onboard electric air pump for flat tires, and it had leather and wooden interiors. So for 4 years, GM was the talk of the industry, until a fire ended Will Allen's dream. Nobody ever discovered what started that midnight blaze. But I'll tell you something. There was $250,000 in damage, only $65,000 in insurance, so the company was wiped out. Its stock was worthless, and GMC quickly fell onto the pages of automotive history, never, ever to reemerge. Never. Only one GM car survives to this day. It's a blue one. In an antique car collection of George McCamey of Enid, Oklahoma. Well, you see, the GMC with which you have just become acquainted was not General Motors Corporation, but rather the Geronimo Motor Company, which had such a great head start that experts say, had it not been for a solitary, untimely, destructive fire, Detroit, Michigan would have been located in Enid, Oklahoma. And now you know the rest of the story.